Blog Talk Radio.
I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner. I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. You are what God says you are. You are what God says you are. You are a winner, you are not a loser. You are what God says you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God yet for another good day. The Lord bless all of you, our faithful listeners. We love you and Jesus loves you too. This is our Miracles Radio and Television Ministries. Reverend Dr. Stephen John, reaching you with the anointed word of God that blesses and changes lives. We thank God for today. We've been hearing so many testimonies, and a lot of people testified and shared with us what God has been doing in their lives through these teachings, how they have been encouraged and lifted. Many have been blessed with this teaching, and I know many of you are receiving. I want you to call your families and friends to call in area code 714-242-6207. You first of all dial 1 and then area code 714-242-6207 into this program and let them enjoy what God is doing. I tell you, God is a good God. We're talking about knowing our authority as a believer. Ignorance is a disease. One of the weapons of the devil is to keep you ignorant of your authority, of your rights, and of the power, the privileges accorded you through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Knowing exactly who we are, where we are in Christ. Kenneth Hagin, he used to say, we should read the Pauline epistles for us to know exactly who we are. The Pauline epistle, in him we live, in him we walk, in him we have our being. It talks about what we are in him because of Jesus, what we are in God because of Jesus. A preacher once said that the most powerful being on earth, the most powerful being on earth is a believer who knows his rights and authorities. The Christian who knows his rights and authority is the most powerful being on earth. The most powerful being on earth is not the elephant. It's not the lion. It's not the leopard. It's not the sea whales, nor the sharks. The most powerful being on earth is a believer who knows the word of God, who knows the authority in God and what God has invested in us as sons and daughters of the Most High God. That's what it's all about. A lot of Christians, they are already holy, they are righteous, but no power, no authority, and the devil is still defeating them because they don't know what they are in Christ. And that is why we set up this program, to educate you on the authority of the believer. Know who you are in Jesus, where you belong, what belongs to you. Pastor Joel Osteen used to say, discover the champion in you. There is a champion in you. You need to discover the champion that is in you. There's no portion in the Bible that describes a believer as a weakling. The whole Bible describes a believer as a powerful being, a victor, a success, an overcomer, a more than a conqueror, an ambassador of Jesus, a soldier of Christ. That's how the Bible describes us. And then to see Christians moving around with their heads bowed, as if the devil is flogging them with all kinds of issues. I tell you, God is about to change your life through this program, and I want you to begin to tune in every day as we have this program. Call your friends, send them this link, email them, forward these messages to them, email it to them, forward this link. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free." We are winners. We are more than conquerors. That's who we are. We are not losers. A man of God woke up and said, "I'm a winner because of Jesus." And of course, it is like that for him. According to your faith, be it unto you. If you think that you are a loser, then the devil will make sure you are a loser. But if you think that Jesus is a winner, and because Jesus won, you are a winner, then that's what it is. Somebody sang a song, "I am a winner, I am a winner in the Lord Jesus. I am a winner in the Lord Jesus." If you believe God makes you win, then you are a winner. We are born to win. We are born to rule. We are born to reign. We cry because we died with him in baptism. We were buried with him in baptism. And we rise to live for him. That's what it's all about. God's not dead. He's alive. God's not dead. He's alive. God's not dead. He's alive, I feel him all over me. God's not dead. He's alive, God's not dead. He's alive, God's not dead. He's alive, I feel him all over me. I feel him in my heart. He's alive, I feel him in my bones. He's alive, I feel him in my head. He's alive, I feel him all over me. God is alive, Jesus is alive, he's risen, he's alive forevermore. And so we can feel him all over us. He's alive. Greater is he that is in us than the devil that's in the world. Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. Romans 8:37, see, we are more than conquerors. See, we are more than conquerors. And he said that we are gods. In Psalm 82 verse 6, Psalm 82 verse 6, he said, "Know ye not that ye are gods?" Small letter G. We are made in the image and in the likeness of God. In Genesis chapter 2, God said, "Have dominion over the earth and all the living things therein." God told Adam, "Have dominion over all the things that are on this earth." So God has given us dominion, power to rule and reign, authority over the whole earth. What God told Adam was restored to us through Jesus Christ, because the devil came and stole that birthright. And Jesus restored it back to us, that we now dominate the whole earth. We are now the authorities in the world today. God said we are little gods. He has made us to be like Him. He spoke things into existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And He has given us that power too. Proverbs 18:21, He said, life and death are in the power of your tongue. So we can speak like God. We shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Job 22. Say, we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Only God can decree things, and it shall be established. Now that we are kings and priests of the Most High God, we have authority and right to pass decrees, to speak a word and let God bring it to pass, to say something, and it is done by God Almighty. Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of our tongue. It is the high priest that sentenced people to death in the Old Testament. God has made us priests, and so we sentence Satan and his demons, all the evil spirits, all the enemies of righteousness, we sentence them to untimely grave. Oh yes, we are the priests of today. God has equipped us with power and authority. We are no mediocres. A group of Christians said we were like grasshoppers in Numbers chapter 13. Numbers 13 verse 33, the 10 spies, they say we were like grasshoppers. See, they saw themselves as grasshoppers. And of course they died as grasshoppers in the wilderness. May we not be so in Jesus' name. God did not create us to be grasshoppers. Some people label themselves grasshoppers. When you label yourself a grasshopper, God will make sure you become a grasshopper. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. God did not create grasshopper Christians. It's just that some Christians label themselves as grasshoppers. The Bible calls us more than conquerors. It calls us overcomers. See, it calls us soldiers for Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, He says, endure all things as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure all things as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The scripture describes us as soldiers. Soldiers are no weaklings. They are no mediocres. Soldiers are bold. The righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked fleeth where no one pursueth. The wicked will be running where no one is pursuing. But the righteous, as bold as a lion. That's the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs made it clear that the righteous are bold like a lion. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. We are not to be afraid and running. David did not run away from Goliath. As a child of God, he knew his authority and power. He faced Goliath with the word of God. Today I will slay you and I will give your body to the birds of the air. David knew his God. They that know their God shall do exploits, says the book of Daniel. They that know their God shall do exploits. Do you know your God? How bold are you? How strong are you before the Lord God Almighty? In 2 Samuel chapter 9, we read the story of Mephibosheth. King David was calling for Mephibosheth to come to the palace. Mephibosheth was saying, I'm a dead dog. Why will you call me to the palace? That is the attitude of many Christians. They call themselves dead dogs. See, not just a dog. He didn't just call himself dog. Mephibosheth referred to himself as a dead dog. 2 Samuel chapter 9. See, that's the attitude of many Christians. They call themselves all kinds of funny names. Grasshopper. You know, they call themselves all kinds of things. Dead dogs. Nobody called Mephibosheth a dead dog. He called himself a dead dog. A dog. You are not a dog. You are a king's kid. David said, come over to the palace. Come over to the palace. While he was calling him to come over to the palace, he was referring himself as a dead dog who should not come to the palace. Let me tell you, your attitude will determine your altitude. Your attitude will determine your altitude. How you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself, will determine the height you will get to in life. It will determine how far you will go. Whereas God is calling you an ambassador, you are calling yourself a grasshopper. May God deliver us from the spirit of mediocrity, spirit of self-condemnation, inferiority complex, ignorance. Apostle Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. The devil wants to keep you in a way that you won't know your left and your right. And all the demons start to have a field day kicking you around left and right. Beloved, I got good news for you. Christ has redeemed you and he has given you authority. I am somebody. I am somebody. I've been washed in the blood. I'm redeemed of the Lord. I'm a son of the Most High King. You are somebody. You are somebody. You've been washed and redeemed by the blood. You are a child of the Most High King. We are somebody because we have been washed with the blood. We have been redeemed. And we are a son. We are daughters of the King of Kings. You are a king's kid. I tell you, God is wonderful. We have been promoted by Jesus. Jesus has elevated us from Satan's kingdom into his marvelous light. We need to know the truth, that the truth shall set us free. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, he says, if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. We shall reign with him. God wants us to reign with Christ. He has given us that authority to become who he wants us to be. Don't reduce yourself. Don't refer to yourself. You are not a captive. You are not a victim. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, and he has made you a son of the Most High God, a child, a daughter of the Most High God. That's where we belong. We need to manifest the sonship of God. Now, the child of a president definitely will behave as a child of a president. You are not to be kicked around. See, the child of a king, prince, and princess, that's who we are. We have the King of Kings as our father. And so we are prince and princesses. The devil has no right to touch us. We are the Lord's anointed. The word of God says, touch not the Lord's anointed. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 22, it says, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. The same statement was repeated in Psalm 105, verse 15. Psalm 105, verse 15, it says again, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. When the Bible is repeating something, know that's emphasis. We are the Lord's anointed, and so Satan cannot touch us, demons cannot, evil spirits, witches and wizards, powers of darkness, the enemies can't touch us because we are the Lord's anointed. It was repeated two times in the scriptures. When the scripture repeats something, know that there is, that thing is special. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, says, Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. And then in Revelation 5, verse 10, he repeats it again. He repeats the same statement again. Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. It was repeated 2 times, authority, which means it was a powerful statement. It was something that is not to be swept under the carpet. It's a serious issue. Christ has promoted us. Whosoever wants to make you a slave has come to the wrong person. Whosoever wants to make you a servant has come to the wrong person. Christ has made us kings and priests. We are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not servants of men. Slavery has ended. Emancipation proclamation. No one should enslave us for any reason. It doesn't matter whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are green, whether you are yellow. As far as you are in Christ and Christ is in you, you have accepted him, you're born again, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are a child of God, you know him, and he knows you, he has you as his own, you are a king's kid. And you can't intimidate me because of my color, because God is not considering my color, God is considering who I am in Christ. Whether I'm a black man, whether I'm a white man, it doesn't matter. Whether I'm green, whether I'm yellow, whether I'm a Chinese, whether I'm a Japanese, I'm African, it doesn't matter. The truth is that I have been made in the image and in the likeness of God. God made me to be like him. He made us to be like him. And so we are the apples of God's eyes. The apples of God's eyes in Psalm 17 verse 8. Psalm 17 verse 8 says, make me an apple of your eye. Can you touch the apple of your eyes? Try to touch the apple of your eyes. You can't even touch the apple of your eyes. We are the apples of God's eyes. If you want to touch us, then you got to touch God. I see some Christians looking for protection from occultists and from magicians and from false prophets and going to buy all kind of charms. We are the apples of God's eyes. We are in the hollow of his hands, says Psalm 91. And so he is our protection, he is our father, he is our brother, he is our mother, he is our friend, he is our associate, he is our sponsor, he is our financier. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Jesus lives in us, and because he lives in us, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone, and because I know he holds my future, my life is worth a living just because he lives. Because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Jesus is in us, and so we can face tomorrow. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood. That's what he calls us. A peculiar people. So you can't toy with us. Too hot to be handled. We are the seed of Abraham, before whom Haman has started falling. The seed of Abraham is a special seed. And if you come near that seed, you're going to fall and crumble. The seed of Abraham, before whom Haman has started falling. And so God has repositioned us to be his own, a special people, a holy nation, a peculiar people, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. That's what we are. So we've got to know this truth, and this truth has set us free. No more slavery, no more intimidations, no more looking down on anybody. We are made in his own image and his likeness. We are heirs, we are jointers with Christ. He is our father, he is our brother, he is our friend, He's the one we connect to. He's the one we relate to. And because he's with us, we are winners. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors because of him. So nobody's going to intimidate nobody now, because we are beginning to know the truth of who we are. This is the word of God. And I tell you, it's a great blessing. I want you to check out those scriptures, study them once again, especially Romans 8:37, where he says, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. That's who we are. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, he says, we are ambassadors of Christ. We represent Christ here on earth. Christ has given us authority and power to represent him right here on earth. So we are working for Jesus. We represent Jesus. Jesus is for us, and we are with him, and he is for us. Apostle Paul says, whose I am. In the name of Jesus, whose I am. We need to define where we are coming from. You see, something is DNA. Oh, yes, we have the bloodline of Jesus running through our veins. We're going to continue on this series for the rest of this period. But this is just a token of what we really have for you. And I tell you, God is going to bless you abundantly as you begin to know your place and your authority in Christ Jesus. I want to pray with you right now. And if you have never given your life to Christ before, this is the time to do so. If you have never been born again, this is the time for you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, so that you be saved and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that you will be a child of God, you will be a son of God, a daughter of God. Wherever you are, I want you to touch your laptop or computers or televisions or radio, iPods, whatever you are using, that the Holy Spirit will minister to you right now. Jesus, help them to know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Remove every obstacle, every hindrance, every obstruction from their ways. Lord Jesus, intervene in their lives now and bring solution, lasting solutions to their heart cry. God, let them know that they are children and daughters and sons of God. The devil has no right to molest them and trample them under feet. Jesus has given us authority to step upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Luke 10:19. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power and authority to step upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. That's where we belong. May this authority be imparted to us today. We receive it, we claim it, we activate it, we walk by it, we live by it. We are no longer the intimidated. We intimidate Satan and all his demons in the name of Jesus. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people right now, for letting them to know that Jesus Christ is Lord of their lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to feel free to write us this week, OurMiraclesRadio@juno.com. OurMiraclesRadio@juno.com. Visit our website, www.OurMiraclesTV.net. OurMiraclesTV.net. And you can call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899. Area code 240-552-5899. We invite you to worship with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission every Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday, 3 p.m., and then Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. We have Word Explosion and Miracle Services. Great men and women of God are coming to share. I tell you, God is doing a new thing. We want you to come with your families and friends. Come and know the truth, that the truth sets you free. God bless you. Jesus loves you. We all love you too. Felicia and I say, know your rights and authority in Christ Jesus. Amen.